A shadow shall fall over the universe, and evil will grow in its path, and death will come from the skies.
You'll see.
Wait for me. What is it?
Try to escape. You are in my control. Look at me. I am the sum of all evil. Look carefully. My power infests all times, all galaxies, all dimensions. but many still seek me out. A green jewel they must possess. But see how I destroy their lives.
Big deal. Scum center of the world. Now they're even talking about letting in lowlifes from other planets, too. My name's Harry Canyon. I drive a cab.
Hey, you free?
Yeah, get in. Where to, pal?
The UN building.
The UN building? What a joke. It turns into low-rent housing. It's a dump.
Okay, sucker. Hand over your cash. Now!
Stupid asshole. Nobody touches Harry Canyon unless I want him to.
Get the girl!
Help me! Please!
Normally my rules don't get involved. But somehow, hey, this thing got to me.
The Lochnar. They wanted it, but my father wouldn't tell them. And now I'm the only one.
Hey, relax, sister. There's a cop station up here. You can tell him, shit, just what I needed.
Police, what do you want?
I want to report a murder.
What else is new?
Hey, you gonna let me in or what?
Yeah, hang on.
How you doing, Harry?
Hiya, Harry. He couldn't take it, huh?
Hey, kiss my ass, will you?
I'll do it for $20.
I tell you, I'm an American citizen. I just lost my papers or something.
Goddamn legal aliens.
Before you go any further, pal, I gotta tell you, it's cash up front. $1,000 a day for a full investigation under the thou of the assailant is caught. You understand?
Yeah. Hey, here's a dollar. Thanks for nothing.
You think you can do better?
Funk.
So here I was, stuck with this beautiful girl. I knew she was going to be nothing but trouble. My place.
They'd have killed me if it wasn't for you.
What'd they want to snuff you for anyway?
The Lochnar, an ancient relic that my father found in the desert. It's worth a fortune, especially to the Venusians. They think it has spiritual powers.
Does it?
All I know is that since we found it, people have been dying all around us. When we got to New York, my father hid it. Now he's dead. He'll kill me next. I'm the only one who knows where it is. Look.
Listen, nobody's going to find you here. You can sleep on the couch if you want. And there's beer in the fridge. So help yourself, all right? I didn't know whether to believe her or not. Something inside me told me it was a sucker play.
Harry? Can I sleep with you?
Yeah, sure. Sucker play or not, I must have turned around something fierce. Because this dame was going for broke. Or maybe it was her first time with a New Yorker, I don't know. Anyway, nothing can beat good old American know-how. And I was given this broad, the Stars and Stripes, forever.
Where's the girl?
Where? What? What girl?
Don't play dumb with me, cabby. You showed up at the station last night with a broad over your shoulder. Where is she?
Hey, I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen, cabby. You hear from her, you call us. You don't, you're dead. Understand?
Don't hold your breath, pal.
Where's the girl?
Ah, come on. Not again.
I wouldn't do that if I were you. I'll get right to the point, Mr. Canyon. My name is Rudnick. I represent a group of investors from a nearby planet who wish to purchase something from the young lady. The price is fair, but they're starting to get very restless. When you see her, tell her that time is running out. Thank you, Mr. Canyon. Good day.
The burning smell kept reminding me I shouldn't have gotten involved. But for some reason, I just couldn't get her off my mind. There was something about her. An element of danger. It really turned me on.
Service. Message for Harry Canyon. Will you accept the charges? Meet female acquaintance at Statue of Liberty, 4:00. Stop. End message.
The girl. Had to be her.
Oh,
first I had to ditch a couple of assholes. That's what all the excitement's about?
I want to get rid of it, Harry. I want this to be over. I talked to Rudnick. He said he'd give me 300,000 krono dollars for it. But I'm frightened. I don't trust him.
Oh, 300 grand's a lot of dough.
Will you help me?
When she looked at me like that, I knew I couldn't say no. I'll come along for 50% of the take.
You can have anything you want. Just stay with me. There they are.
Okay. I'll keep you covered. Baby, we're rich. What do you say we take a trip? Hey, just the two of us.
I'd like to, Harry, but I've made other plans. I'm taking it all. Pull over.
Are you sure this is what you want?
Positive.
Pretty, but dumb. No, even though she would have killed me, I kind of felt sorry for her. It was okay. Just a little greedy. As for me, I put it down as a two-day ride. But one hell of a tip.
You had your first lesson, young one. My ego corrupts the most innocent. I have chosen you because you possess powers you do not yet understand. Look again. Look deep into me. In some worlds, I am worshipped as God.
It all started when I found the green meteorite. I read in Faraday's Life of the Planets that smaller ones like this are supposed to burn up when they enter the atmosphere. But for some reason, this one didn't. So I brought it up to my room, stuck it in my rock collection, and forgot about it. I was experimenting with natural electricity, and with the storm warnings up, I figured maybe tonight I'd hit the jackpot. All I needed was a little juice.
Works.
No hair. Big.
There was no way I was going to walk around this place with my dork hanging out. Wow. This looked like something right out of the Ten Commandments.
Ulatek. 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 Ulatek.
By the powers of the glowing Lochnar placed in your idol's hand, I demand you come forth, Ulatek! Grant me your strength in return for a living mortal sacrifice. It has been ordained. Come forth, Ulatek. I demand it.
What'd they do that for? Normally, I'd be dead by now. I kept thinking I was going to run out of air. But my new body worked great. I just hoped her body was working as good as mine.
Thank you.
She had the most beautiful eyes. I wanted to make some conversation, but I found my new self asking the same old stupid questions.
Are you from around here?
Well, you may not believe this, but I'm from another world, from a place called Earth.
Earth? I too am from Earth.
My name is Catherine Wells, and I'm from the British colony of Gibraltar. You saved my life. I have no reward to give you, but if any part of me pleases your senses, I would give it to you willingly.
This was great. There was no way I'd get a chick like this back on Earth. There was only one problem.
Come.
I don't know who these assholes were, but they sure picked a bad time to show up. They split us up and took me to this weird castle-type place. I wanted to find out where they'd taken Catherine, but none of these guys seemed to speak English.
They tell me you are Den of Earth, the one who dared to steal the female sacrifice from the queen.
This guy was a shrimp, so I figured I'd play it tough.
Where is the girl?
I am Ard, supreme leader of the revolution and the next ruler of the world.
The girl!
Well, aren't we fierce? Guards, castrate him.
Uh-oh!
Boy, I was pretty good at this stuff.
Excellent. You are worthy to serve me.
Give me the girl or die.
Well, if I have a choice, I'll take death.
So be it.
You'll have to do better than that.
I could see why they made this guy their leader.
But if you're really interested in the girl, I've had her encased in glass.
She's dead.
Actually, no, she's sleeping. But only I can awaken her.
What do you want of me?
I want you to steal the sacred Lochnar.
What is this Lochnar?
The queen's glowing sphere, you fool. The sacrifice to Ulatek can only be performed by the possessor of the sacred Lochnar. Gnarl!
This is Norl, my bravest warrior. You will go with him to the Queen's castle and steal the Lochnar. Then I will give you the girl.
And if I refuse?
If you refuse, you die. She dies. Everybody dies.
Sounded reasonable to me.
Post ahead. We must go underground.
This guy Norrell seemed to know what he was doing. And for a gorilla, his English wasn't half bad.
We're underneath the castle moat.
What are they saying?
They talk of the savage beast who prowls these catacombs with a fierce hunger and sharp teeth, 6 inches long. Sorry, 16 inches long. Now we separate. You and Cor take this door into the Queen's quarters. The rest of us will move through the walls and enter her chamber from the other side. Whoever gets the Lochnar first will return it to Arn. Good luck, Dad.
Lochnar. Wow. It was just like the ball I dug up in the yard. As I saw the Lochnar's glow, I had this real funny feeling. Then the lights came on. Talk about embarrassing.
Kill them.
Can I slit his throat, Your Majesty?
Yes. Slit his throat.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Stop! I have something better in mind. Come with me.
Please, not again.
This always happens.
Look, she's the queen. She can do whatever she wants.
Yeah, sure.
If you please me, I may let you live.
Uh-oh.
What must I do?
Satisfy my appetite.
Wow. 18 years of nothing, and now twice in one day. What a place.
The rising moon climaxes our love, Dan. It is a sign.
Yes, a sign.
I had no idea what she was talking about.
Neverwhere is a troubled land. Your strength has brought great peace to my restless body. It could bring great peace to all the troubled people of this land.
I knew I was good, but I didn't know I was that good.
Your Majesty, the Lochnar is missing! Stolen!
Pained! You make love to me while your accomplice steals my scepter. No, Ard will perform the sacrifice. Guards, take him! Hold him still! I will kill him myself.
Boy, was she pissed off.
Prepare the flyers! I want his head!
By the power of the magic Lochnar placed in your hands, I command you, come forth, Ulateng!
Thank you.
sacrifices. Ulatek, now give me your power.
Throw her in.
Catherine.
Dan.
No, you'll ruin everything. Kill them. Kill them both.
The Lochnar is mine.
Stupid bitch, get away from me.
Give it to
me. The Lochnar's mine.
It's mine.
It's mine. Don't you say it. It's mine. I don't have a Lochnar. It's my Lochnar.
That's all that matters. They probably went back to Earth. Boy, will Mom be surprised.
The Lochnar. You could have the power of Ulatek. You could be ruler of all these people.
Forget it.
But, Jim, with the Lochnar, you could have returned to Earth.
I like it better here.
On Earth, I'm nobody. But here, I'm Den.
Even when someone has the strength to discard me, my power is not diminished. Someone always finds me.
Are you Captain Lincoln F. Stern?
I am.
Lincoln Stern. You stand here accused of 12 counts of murder in the first degree, 14 counts of armed theft of Federation property, 22 counts of piracy in high space, 18 counts of fraud, 37 counts of rape, and one moving violation. How do you plead?
Not guilty.
Not guilty? Are you nuts?
It's okay, Charlie. I got an angle.
Call the first witness.
But the prosecutor's got you cold. You're as guilty as a cat in a goldfish bowl.
The prosecution calls Hanover Fist.
Calling Hanover Fist.
Hanover Fist.
Calling Hanover Fist.
Listen, Stern. Change the plea to guilty. Throw yourself on the mercy of the court.
I told you, Charlie. I got an angle.
But the most we can hope for is to get you buried in secrecy so your grave don't get violated. Plead guilty.
Shut up, Charlie. I got an angle.
What angle?
Him.
State your name for the record.
I am Hanover Fist.
You know the defendant, Captain Stern?
Yes, I know Captain Stern. And never did there live a kinder, more generous man.
I promised him 35,000 Zuleks to testify on my behalf.
He's an overflowing cup, filled with the very cream of human goodness. In all the time I've known him, he's never done anything immoral.
See?
Unless maybe the free schooler's prostitute ring.
Huh? And he's never done anything illegal.
Unless you count all the times he sold dope disguised as a nun.
He's always been a good, law-abiding citizen.
Oh, give me a break!
Of the Federation and...
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
A community-conscious individual.
Stern! He's nothing but a low-down, double-dealing, backstabbing, larcenous, perverted worm. Hanging's too good for him. Burning's too good for him. He should be torn into little bits and pieces and buried alive.
Hanover.
I'll kill him! Kill him!
Take it easy. I'm sure we can talk this over. Let's see. 35,000 Zuleks. Thanks, Hanover.
It's nothing, boss.
And Hanover.
Yes?
Goodbye.
Very few escape my grasp. Even in death, my powers continue.
Okay.
think we're in pretty bad, Skip.
You better go back and see how bad it is.
Okay. Can you keep her in the air, Skip?
Yeah, sure.
Back there.
from one war to another, my influence is always present. The faulty armies of the universe are but playthings to me.
Doctor, is it true that the president himself pulled you off the Jupiter 6 project so that you could investigate those mutations? Doctor, answer me that, please.
Please, radiation.
Well, what I want to know is what's the army doing about this? Hell, my constituents are turning green. They're growing arms on their backs. There's something or someone up there in space. And the voters have a right to know about it.
Senator, we have no proof that these mutations are the result of interference from outer space. In fact, Dr. Anrak has just come in. So let's hear what he has to say. Doctor.
First of all, there's no cause for alarm. As for the theories of interference by alien beings, it is my firm opinion that we on Earth are the only intelligent, technically advanced civilization present in the universe.
Oh, thank you. That's a relief.
I was scared for a while, you know. Very reassuring.
And, whatever is causing these mutations is not from outer space. It's more likely just an isolated biological phenomenon.
It up a little too high.
Sorry, man.
You're sorry. What about me? I gotta put this asshole back together.
Where am I?
Hey, who's the chick?
Look at my clothes. Who's gonna pay for the dry cleaning? I demand you return me to my office immediately.
Too late. Molecular instability zone around the spacecraft. You cannot leave.
What? Is he kidding?
Oh, yeah. Instability zone. You're stuck here.
But I have to be at my parents' for dinner tonight. My gynecologist appointment is on Wednesday.
Not anymore. Would you like a drink? Come with me. You'll feel better after a glass of fresh Bloac.
You have any diet soda?
Oh, typical robot. The first Earth chick we see in 10 years, and he's got to make a play for her. Do we have any of that plutonium Nyborg left?
Yeah, just one bag. It's in the transmitter compartment.
Oh, thanks, man. Ooh, great. Think this is enough?
Nah, go for broke.
Good thinking, man.
nosedive.
That was incredible. I've never felt anything like it.
Oh, great. I've been programmed to be fully proficient in sexual activities. Do you want to go steady?
Gee, I don't know. I already have a boyfriend.
What he does not know will not hurt him.
But I'd feel so guilty.
Of course you would. Earth women who experience sexual ecstasy with mechanical assistance always tend to feel guilty.
Really?
But I don't understand. We laugh together, care for each other, we have highly proficient sex. Why can't we get married?
Look, we're different, okay? Let's leave it at that.
What do you mean, different?
But mixed marriages just don't work. I'm afraid that I'll come home one day and find you screwing the toaster.
You'll just have to trust me.
All right, I'll marry you. But on one condition. I want a Jewish wedding.
A Jewish wedding? You'll pay.
I forgot. Are you circumcised?
Man, I think you're going a little high, man.
It's okay, man. If there's one thing I know, it's how to drive when I'm stoned. It's like you know your perspective's fucked. You just gotta let your hands with the controls as if you're straight.
Stories are almost over. I have chosen you because you are the future who could destroy me. With your death, I break the chain for all time. Look into me one final time. See my evil. Destroy your race. Then prepare to die.
death to all who oppose us!
We must fight!
Silence!
We are not a race of warriors. We are statesmen and scientists. From our very beginning, it was ordained that the warrior race of Tarak the Defender would aid us in times of need. This was the pact.
Tarak the Defender? His race is dead. They cannot defend anyone.
Some say that the race is not dead. That one still lives.
One? What good is one?
One of Tarak's blood can do much.
Elder! Stay in the hall!
Well, who is this last defender? How can he be summoned?
It is Tarna, of the blood of Tarak the Defender, the last of the race, and must be summoned as my forefathers summoned Tarak himself. From within.
But will this defender answer?
A Tarakian has no choice. They must answer. It is in their blood.
They're at the door. They're here.
In the halls, quickly. We'll do something.
Bar the door. We will summon the defender together. Tarna.
Thank you.
to defend. This is the pact. But when life loses its value and is taken for naught, then the pact is to avenge.
From, baby. doesn't talk much, does she?
She doesn't have to talk for what I want to do with her. Go on, baby, let's see what's under there. Hey, she's tough.
Maybe she wants to fight.
Maybe she wants to take us all on.
Find him over there, beyond the oasis, towards the green glow.
We have captured a Tarakian.
A Tarakian? Are you sure?
Yes, Your Holiness.
But the Tarakian race is dead. Extinct.
She has the marks, Holiness. I saw them.
Have her bound and washed. Then... bring her to me.
And what of the bird?
Kill it. This is the Tarakian. Somehow, I thought it would be more difficult to capture a Tarakian. My whips.
Thank you.
as yourself. You cannot destroy me.
And the spirit of time is transferred across the universe to a new defender. And the power of evil is contained for another generation. And new Terrakion is born to protect the next. Thank you.